This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
So the Cincinnati Bengals have three stars that they need to make big decisions on. Number one is Ja'Marr Chase. That decision isn't a hard one. They're going to sign Ja'Marr Chase to a long-term contract extension. We saw the news yesterday that the team plans on giving T. Higgins a non-exclusive franchise tag with the intention of ultimately getting to a long-term deal with T. Higgins. Well, the Bengals also, yesterday, the reporting was that they plan on pulling off a rather expensive offseason by signing two extensions, Chase, Higgins, and their star defensive end pass rusher, Trey Hendrickson. Jeremy Fowler reported that yesterday, that sources tell him that the team intends on securing long-term deals with all three of those players. That will not be cheap. Denton and I talked about T. Higgins last hour. You know, typically you don't view good roster building as paying two receivers $30-plus million a year, and that's what they will end up doing if they get Higgins signed to a long-term deal. You know they're going to get a deal done with Chase Young. So let's just assume for a moment that they're not able to pull it off. Trey Hendrickson gave the Bengals an ultimatum recently. He essentially said he wants a big extension or he wants to be traded in the offseason. He's got 1 year left on a deal that's going to pay him roughly $21 million next year. His quote during an interview last week with Pat McAfee was, quote, "I want to help win a Super Bowl for Cincinnati if I'm there or not," closed quote. The implication being that he wants an extension or a trade that would net the team draft choices in return. For those that don't know, because I do think that there is a sense that Trey Hendrickson, of the big named pass rushers in the league, you know, you start with Myles Garrett and you talk about guys like TJ Watt. Really, Garrett and Watt are the two superstars. Both Bosas get more attention than Trey Hendrickson. Micah Parsons gets more attention than Trey Hendrickson. Max Crosby gets more attention than Trey Hendrickson. But Trey Hendrickson, over the last two regular seasons, has 35 sacks, finished number one in the league this year with 17 and a half sacks, and last year finished second in the league to TJ Watt's 19 with 17 and a half sacks. He was drafted by the Saints when Sean Payton was the coach. Denver has a potential need for another pass rusher, but he's played the last 4 years in Cincinnati and the last 2 years at age 29 and 30 years old. He will turn 31 next year during the season, are his two best seasons by far, but he had good seasons. His first year in Cincinnati, he had 14 sacks, and his last year in New Orleans, which got him the free agent deal in Cincinnati, he had 13 and a half sacks. So if he's available, we've talked about Myles Garrett, we've talked about Deebo Samuel, but in terms of the need for an edge pass rusher, would you trade, and it would be less than what you'd have to give up for Myles Garrett, but would you trade this year's first-round pick, number 29 overall, and maybe at least a third-rounder, a night two pick, for Trey Hendrickson? I'll ask you that question first, Denton. Would you do it?
I'd absolutely do it. For a guy that has had 17 and a half sacks in the last 2 years, and I think you get him. One, I don't think that you're getting somebody spectacular at 29, or at least someone that's going to be as good as Trey Hendrickson, unless maybe like James Pierce Jr. drops out of Tennessee, but we'll talk about him more as we get closer to the draft. I don't think you're getting somebody better than Trey Hendrickson, more likely than not, at number 29, and you're not going to then have to pay out the wazoo like you would for a Myles Garrett, where you're resetting the market. You're not resetting the market with Trey Hendrickson. You're paying him a lot, but you're not resetting the market. So I'd definitely be all for Trey Hendrickson coming and playing here.
Yeah, I think that a lot of the advanced numbers would say he's not the run stopper that Myles Garrett is. And that's the one thing that I think they need to do more than anything else, is they have to shore up their run defense. I think we would all agree that if that's not your top priority in the offseason, it's in the top two. They were a bad run defense team. Who knows? Maybe they'll come to the conclusion in the offseason that they've got to tweak the scheme, that they have good players and they should be a better run-stopping team, but they've got to tweak the scheme. That is not out of the realm of possibility, because like we said all season long, not that I'm saying that everybody agreed with it, but I think they had good players. Bobby Wagner's a really good player, played well. Frankie Louvu, a really good player. They had player. Chin in the box was pretty damn good last year. And yet, it did not, for whatever reason, add up to a good run-stopping team. But let's assume that they don't think it's scheme, they think it's talent. I need the run-stopping player as much as I need the pass rusher. Now, I saw a stat on Trey Hendrickson. This is a pretty good one, too, is that where is it? I had it a second ago. That Hendrickson last year had 12 and a half sacks in one score games. Now, most of the games Cincinnati played, I think, were one score games, but it was the most in the NFL. So he was not only a pass rusher that led the league with 17 and a half sacks, but he was a big time clutch sack guy. He was number one in the league. TJ Watt was two. Danielle Hunter was three, and Myles Garrett was four in terms of the most sacks in one score games. Now, you got to play in a lot of one score games to get a lot of sacks. Cincinnati played in a lot of one score games. Pittsburgh, I'm assuming, played in a lot of one score games. Cleveland did not, or not as many, I don't think. I would be willing, if you gave me the choice of giving up two firsts for Myles Garrett or a first and a third for Trey Hendrickson, I'm going to make the deal for Garrett. He's younger, and he's a better all-around player.
Yes, if Garrett is available, Garrett is the option that you go with. But my thinking and my thought process was that maybe they're going to ask for more than two firsts, or maybe Cleveland's going to play hardball. And if they're playing hardball and you can get Trey Hendrickson and kind of convince Cincinnati, like, hey, you don't have enough money to pay for all these dudes, you're going to lose him to free agency at some point, unless you want to do the franchise tag bit again for the third year in a row. Here's a first round pick, so you can get somebody younger. We'll take him. See you. Bye.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, I like Hendrickson. He's great. He is a phenomenal pass rusher. No doubt. This draft is loaded with edge players, though.
It is.
Most people think it is.
It's great. This draft class, we haven't talked a ton about draft yet, obviously, because we're kind of making that transition because our team was so good this year. But this year's draft class is particularly deep at the positions that Washington needs to fill. Edge, wide receiver in the later rounds, offensive linemen, specifically guys on the outside, the tackle positions. Like, there's a really good crop of talent that Adam Peters,
running back
as well. There's a really good crop of talent that Adam Peters is going to have to make some tough decisions with, but that's a nice position to be in.
Yeah. Man, the running back thing, it's going to be interesting to see if they think they have a need there or if they think it was more O-line. There's going to be so much that we learn by their offseason moves about the way they think about the team last year. Everything they do in the offseason will be big tells on how they evaluated the team, because it may be different than the way we've evaluated the team.
It'll also be interesting to see what their philosophy is of last year. It was very much best player available. Do they still stick with that, or do they start to fill the positions of need?
Oh, you're talking about in the draft.
Yeah, just the draft in general, yeah. And how that balances out with free agency.
Well, to me, that's not a philosophy draft-wise that changes with the state of the team. I think that most of the great general managers will tell you the biggest mistakes they make is when they draft based on need rather than best player available. Now, it's, you know, I think the free agency, everything's going to be telling. And I say that they may have different views of the season than we do in specific areas. And I think I just pointed one out. I am curious to know why they, and if they do know, and I would assume that they have an opinion, why they weren't better defensively, specifically stopping the run. Part of it is what we sort of identified towards the end of the season. They played a ridiculous number of teams that ran the ball well with elite backs. We've gone through the list. Every elite back in the league they essentially faced, with the exception of Christian McCaffrey. Right? They faced Barkley twice. They faced Derrick Henry. They faced Bijan Robinson. They faced Jahmyr Gibbs in the postseason. They faced even a guy like Chuba Hubbard, who was, you know, top 10 in rushing. Bucky Irving, James Conner. These guys were all, Rico Dowdle, for Christ's sake, finished 12th in the league in rushing. And he wasn't even a guy they were giving the ball to early in the season. They really faced backs. Next year's schedule, I haven't focused on the running backs that they face next year, but I want to know what they think the big issue was. Do they think it was the competition? Do they think it was the players? Do they think it was the scheme? And if it's the scheme, what will they do about it? Will they say that it was the D-line coach? Will they say it was Joe Witt Jr.? That is an answer that I don't think we've asked everybody. You know, I asked Logan about that recently. Why were they? And he said, it's the million-dollar question. There are lots of potential answers to the question. Next year, by the way, they have Bijan Robinson. They've got Barkley twice. They got Bijan Robinson. They got Josh Jacobs. Is Aaron Jones going to be in Minnesota again? I don't know if that's a big deal or not. The Chiefs. They've got Jahmyr Gibbs. They've got really good backs again on the schedule next year. They got the guys in Seattle. I count both of them. It's becoming more of a running back league in many ways. All right, we'll finish up with a couple of other things when we come back. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.